Hello, sisters. Sister Amin from don'tperish.com. Hopefully you're all doing well today, and maybe you're ready for some more Proverbs 31. I know I am. So let's just get right at it. We're going to do verses 15 through 17. So like we have been doing before, I'm going to read the verse. We're going to go look at some of the key words in it, and then just kind of go through, see what the meanings are, and then I'll just be sharing along with it. So let's start. Verses 15 through 17. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. All right, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the part where it says, she rises while it's yet night. We know what that means, but basically she just gets up early. She's not sleeping in and being lazy. And not that you can't do that at times, you know, if you need it, but in general, it's just pointing out that she's not lazy. It's not a habit for her to just lounge around. She gets up and she gets going. And meat. Let's look at the Hebrew word for that. It means prey, food, or leaf. And that's not just meat, because when you look at those words, it could be meat, which would be the prey. Food, whatever that is, that could be like bread or grains or dairy and things. And then leaf, that'd be like vegetables, maybe fruits, things like that. So whatever we eat. And moving on, let's see, the word considereth, it means to devise or plan, which means it's something she's doing to think about and takes thought and planning. And in this case, she's just taking time to think about purchase of a field. And she's basically going to weigh all the information to make sure it's something that would be a good investment and be wise to do. So to me, that shows she's not frivolous with her money. And she makes sure she can manage it and she's not going to regret it later. So she's a deep thinker. She's got a lot of wisdom. So let's see. Fruit of her hands. That would be the works or labor she does, and we talked about that in the last audio, what work was, and work is like the effort that we put forth into something. And so the fruit of her hands would be the end result of her planning and the effort of hard works, you know, kind of like we know fruits. When the Bible says, you know, people by their fruits, and we're supposed to produce good fruit, we understand that would be the works, the result of what we do. And let's see, moving on, gird, that means to put on. And in this case, in this reference, it's putting on strength, because that's what it says in the verse there. And let's see what strength is. It means strong, alert, courageous, brave, stout, bold, solid, and hard. Hey, she's not wimpy at all. I love that. That's what I would call a strong sister soldier saint. And so, anyway, let's go through and read the verses 15 through 17 again, and then I'm going to go and just put what the meanings and stuff are in there so we can get a deeper picture. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. So here we go with more meaning in it. She riseth, gets up early in the morning, also while it is yet night, and giveth meat, feeds food to her household, and a portion to her maidens, instead of feeding them, or them feeding her. She considereth, ponders the details and wisdom of a field, and buys it, with the fruit of her hands, her work and her efforts of labor. She plant a vineyard. She girdeth, put on her loins with strength, and strengtheneth, make strong, solid, and hard her arms. I like that. You know what we're going to do at the end of all these is I'm going to read through 10 through 31, the verses, and then I'm going to read through what the meanings are. So that'll be interesting to put them all together. So anyway, once again, we see what a diligent, hard worker she is. And I got to share this verse. I love this about her getting up early. It makes me think about this one in Proverbs 26:14. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. Yeah, what a picture of that. She's not that, that's for sure. She's getting up in the morning. She's staying up late. I don't want to be an example of that Proverbs 26:14. No way. She's not. So anyway, yeah, so we see she's definitely not lazy or weak. She's like physically strong too. She works hard taking care of others. And I like this. You can tell she's esteeming others over herself and looking after them, like we see in Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And so you notice that we look back there and we see she's looking after her maidens, and the maidens are like servants. And so she's not just sitting around and letting them serve her. We can see that she cares about them. Obviously, they're going to be doing their job, but it's kind of like back and forth. What a great picture. I think it's awesome. And then we see she's not just doing what she has in her home and everything. We see she's making more work for herself by taking on an investment that requires a lot of labor and that she does herself, it says. And we can't just assume she does it all by herself, but even if she does have workers, she's also doing a lot of the work of herself, you know. So she's not just buying a field and going, okay, maidens and servants, go out there and do it. She does it herself. And it makes me think of this too, Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And this one too kind of goes right along with that, work in the land. Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Hey, that's a wake-up call. Doesn't nature even teach you? I love those examples. And God, he uses the weak to confound the wise, and he uses an ant and compares it to people. And just think about that. I ought to get us sisters going. So, yeah, we see she's wise, she's strong, she's not lazy, she's planning. And I like this one about wisdom. Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. And so wisdom in the Lord, and all the rest follows after that. I like that. Like this woman, she's wise in many ways. She's got so many characteristics and traits for us to follow after. And she's very purposeful in her days, you know, using planning and thought. It really helps us redeem the time too, because it made me think about this. When we were on the homesteads, I used to make a list at night, every night before I'd go to bed, of what I wanted to get done the next day. And it really helped me prioritize and make sure I had a plan. And it was a really good motivator to redeem the time. And at the end of the day, it was really satisfying because I could see all of them were crossed off, or at least I knew I did the best that I could. And then I would just carry over what I didn't get done till the next day. So it kind of holds you accountable. So I don't know, just a thought. I'm sure you sisters already know that lists or notes can really help us, keep us on the right track, and it'll keep us from wasting time or making mistakes or wondering what to do for the day. But anyway, I always enjoyed doing that. So yeah, I appreciate the part about strength, and I think it's in there to show us sisters that we can do hard labor. We can be strong. You know, we don't have to, just because we're the weaker vessel doesn't mean that we can't build up strength. And I think about Ruth, her out there working in the field. Let's read Ruth 2:7. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. So it's basically talking about she worked all day long gathering the grain after the reapers or the men did their things. And that would be really hard work. We know what that's like, you know, being out in the garden and things like that. And this one too, Genesis 24:46. This is another example of a woman who does physical labor. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give the camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. You can go look at the reference on there. I was just using that part to show that women were doing physical work then. And so there's a lot more examples that we can see in the scriptures. You can go look some of them up. But anyway, then I was thinking, you know, we don't want to feel bad if we have limitations and capabilities, because some women might be really physically strong and able to do a lot more, and then some might have illnesses that hinder them. I know all about that. And as we get older, I know about that too. We know we're not going to be like when we were younger, and that's okay. We're just to strive to do the best that we can based on our limitations, our capabilities. And we just want to do our best for the Lord. And it makes me think of Colossians 3:23, doing the best that we can of what we are able to do. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. So God knows our heart. He knows when we're putting forth our efforts, the best that we can do in every day, and not being slothful and not making excuses and not having everybody wait on us and cutting corners on things. And so, yeah, those are really good examples and encouragement for those who really try to do their best. And once again, it might be a conviction or even a rebuke to somebody who might be slacking off, which is not honoring to God. So, anyway, I'm just so thankful for His word and truth and to be able to share it with you, sisters. And let's see, I think we're going to do verses 18 through 20 next. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that one too. So anyway, until next time, hold fast. Sisters, soldiers, saints, I love you in the Lord. May God be praised.